Welcome to Tifosi Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Mike.
Frank.
Mauro.
Joey Cascioni is back. And I love it to see all these guys, Max. These veterans.
Okay, shut up.
Next. Samario.
Yeah. Next.
Max.
All right.
Wait, but by any chance, is Max going to have more than 7 seconds airtime today?
We'll try.
We'll try.
Okay.
When once you stop talking, maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So what? You guys like this race?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I loved everything about it. From qualifications to sprints to the race to the natural disaster through everything.
It was a race. I mean, David.
I'm not talking about Ferrari, I'm talking about the race.
Yes.
It was very good.
It was good.
Sprint race. Did you guys like the sprint race?
I didn't watch it.
Do we want it to get out of this thing or no?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Who votes yes, who votes no?
I vote yes.
I vote yes also. I'm not too crazy about the sprint.
I'd like it, the sprint.
You like the sprint?
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings. It does give you...
Actually, it
tells you how well the car is going, how well the upgrades are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know how the upgrades are doing for the other team as well. So you have to see how stiff the competition is.
Want to know is McLaren and Red Bull and Mercedes.
Okay. We're not finished with this.
I think I like it. Yes.
Okay, Max, what are you?
I think it's good. It gives a different dimension.
It brings in more people. More people are excited.
Yeah, that too.
Okay. But they eliminate the you don't see the practice no more.
Okay, wait, but I had the practice.
Yeah. Friday,
they're not really pushing on the practice. Practice
but
three
that's
is
not,
the one
that's not true, because that's where you develop your car, and you develop your tires, you know? That's where you get an understanding. What is it? You do qualifying for the...
Yeah, but the sprint
for
does the same thing.
For the race before, then you go to...
The sprint does the same thing.
No, it doesn't.
No, because it's 24 laps of...
Yeah, exactly. So you know how much
20.
Your tire is going to go. You know how good you're...
Okay, but if you're in last place...
Doesn't matter.
That's your test. But
Ferrari,
if you're racing...
Ferrari does the free practice. It does not do anything till the race day.
Carlo, for
because it doesn't develop it or anything. It either gets worse,
yeah.
Or but never better and better. That's Ferrari.
Okay, hold on. Go.
Carlo, for the young fans over there, if you do the sprints, do you have to keep the same tires for the race as it is for qualifications?
No.
So you're going to have a brand new set of tires. So when you do have a sprint, you're entitled to have four sets of tires or three sets of tires.
You're allowed 8 to 12
sets. You have more tires.
But in terms of rules... What tires must be on days of sprint? What tires must be carried on to the next day?
A sprint is just one.
So from qualification,
only one.
Most at a time,
because it's only 24 laps.
But from qualification to sprint, is that same tires? You keep the same tires?
No.
Of
course not.
Okay.
Okay. So you guys know?
Yes.
You guys said yes.
Yes.
But it ruins one day.
Why?
It ruins one day, a whole day. So you, let's say you're a spectator.
Yeah.
Okay. You go Friday, right? You get
the qualification.
The first. Yeah. No, you get the free practice first.
Okay.
Then you do the qualifying.
For
Saturday,
the race.
Yeah,
that's for the race.
Yeah, exactly. Which makes no sense.
Makes no stupid
makes
sense.
No sense.
Yeah, but those are things.
But they have to give it a purpose.
It can be changed. It's not like it's.
Okay, but wait.
Yeah,
hear me out. Hear me out. I'm going to qualify. I'm going to watch the race, right? Okay, so I have the free practice, number one, right? Then qualifying for the race.
Yeah.
Okay, which is the most exciting part, right? You're bringing in half of the people that are not going to be showing up on Friday, which if they follow the regular thing, half of the people won't be there, right? So. Your Friday, half of the customers that are supposed to be there that like qualifying are not
going to be there.
Hold on, Carlo.
But most of the people today, they usually buy 3-day pass.
Yeah, we used to buy 3-day pass.
Yeah, but you're talking about the North American experience. But what about Brazil? Do you know how the economy works over there?
It's
do you know that
thing.
The people are available to be there on a Friday? Do you? But
even
just to
that,
say, do you have the spectator? count of how many
they
people showed up on Friday.
Yeah, it's not,
so everybody showed up for the Friday then. So why you have to mention
it? In the F1, they don't have problems.
They lost
bringing
a lot
in people.
And
for qualifying. Qualifying is your number one thing. Okay? People come just for the qualifying.
You just said before that everybody comes for the race.
No.
Because that's where the money's
at. The race is the race. Your Saturday is qualifying.
It's qualifying.
Capito.
Okay.
And Friday is your practice. But in this case, when you have the sprint, I still don't see how you're losing a day.
Look,
if someone is interested to go, they will buy the 3-day pass because it's cheaper and they'll go on the Friday. If not, they give it to the next neighbor.
Friday, you go on, we used to go on a Friday there. You could have went anywhere and sit down. Nobody would tell you anything because it was just practice.
Right?
I'm talking about that.
Yes.
Yeah, 50 years ago.
No, 5 years, 10 years ago. Seven. Yeah.
So you used to go to practically anybody. Him, he used to go anywhere, even inside the Honda.
But
hold on.
My bad.
Come Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
There was no seats.
That's
because everybody wants to see a qualifying.
Yeah, but
now
outside in Europe and South America and that, they're always full. Coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I don't know about that. I mean, I saw.
For me, anyways,
I saw
the qualifying Friday for the race makes no sense. They didn't.
But they're gonna change. I think
but
they're gonna change.
Are they talking to teams now? They have sprint 24. No, what is how many races are we? 24 races, 23 races.
Yeah. 23.
Well, they're gonna talk to teams that they want to put everywhere a sprint now.
Because if they're doing that, it's because they're making money on it.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't be doing it.
Money talks, man. You should know that by now. Didn't the Saudi Arabians get the World Cup? Money talks, man. We all saw what happened to Qatar.
Yeah,
and they're still getting it. When you have that money, it talks, man. Mike, you said it best many times to me. Money talks, bullshit walks.
Yeah.
You have the money, you get what you want. If the sponsors
money.
Want to see sprints, they're going to get it.
Doesn't mean that they're making money.
I don't know if that is. Listen,
if you have a lot of teams that are coming
in. You know
what?
If they tell me you have a choice, either 2-day qualifying or the sprint, I'd go for the 2-day qualifying.
Yes.
Like they used to do before, Friday and Saturday.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay? And that's, they could argue as much as they want. The whole week was always packed from Monday to Sunday. The people were all there because there was always something happening.
Mm. Okay.
And then coming to Friday, everybody was excited because there was a qualifying on Friday and a qualifying on Saturday. If people are, like you say, are excited about qualifying, then do it 2 days like before.
Okay.
Like they used to, yeah.
Okay, let's.
I want Max's point of view. Yes, it surpasses 7 seconds.
I think it's a good thing what they're doing. They're making people stay longer than they used to. Before it was a couple of hours, and now they're staying 3-4 hours over there.
That's true.
A day.
Okay. Well, anyway. Well,
there's a lot of people going to buy hot dogs and fries.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
Drinks.
That's,
so there's a whole bunch
of
money that they made there.
Yeah, but that's not... That's not that's not Formula One that makes
money. No, but everybody makes money.
Yeah.
There you go.
They have to pay for that, though, but by the way.
Nothing is free.
Yeah.
Nowadays, no.
Okay. We'll go back to the race. Okay, so...
We're talking about qualifying or the sprint?
I think, you know what?
Let's talk about the race.
How many more races is there left?
Two
races, okay? Verstappen should be always parked in the back.
He's still
good. Oh, I like that
he's
idea.
He's still good.
Yeah, but that would be exciting for the fans.
Okay,
I like that.
Hey, how long?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
No,
I like that.
How long did Perez stay behind Alonso? I still lost the third place. Half of the race.
Yeah, but see it.
Yeah, but Alonso.
It's two different drivers.
Perez is Alonso. Perez is Perez. Perez never take a chance against Alonso.
Perez has a better car, you guys.
Yes, okay.
And he,
but he doesn't have the same attitude as Alonso.
Alonso was aggressive.
Verstappen was there. I'm sure. Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's a big difference between
because he was
one
at the
two.
At the ninth lap, he was still studying how Alonso was.
Maybe Alonso will never show you where he's.
Of course not.
No, but.
But he's
an but if you keep on, hold on. If you keep on insisting to duck into that curve and you see your guy that's ahead, that you have, he's on top, then try go on
he
top.
He tried different ways.
He tried once. No. But his attitude was he wanted to go dip into that curve. Into the last one. Into the curve.
But that's where he has the most traction. That's
no,
why he used to.
And how come he lost? He used to
because Alonso uses battery there. If you check, Alonso used to, okay, you want to do this, I'm going to beat you on this.
So when he passed him, I think on the 14th lap behind that he was behind Alonso.
Yeah.
14th lap.
He passed him.
It's because Alonso lost his tires, by the way. That's why.
Alonso lost his tires and he still gained his third place. Yeah. So whatever excuse you want, it's the driver. Okay, because he was supposed to stay half a second half a second behind.
I mean, cheating, though.
Okay, and he did it, and he passed him. Okay. So Alonso wasn't charging his batteries there. Alonso was charging his batteries into the slower course.
He used his battery wisely.
I'm talking about the car.
Okay, he made one mistake.
They were never.
There was no mistake. He didn't do any mistake. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's two different
no, we're
drivers.
Saying, is how come, that car wasn't which there car? For the last 10 races, and all of a sudden now it's in
because his seat is being pushed. That's why.
Alonso's.
Not Alonso's. You're talking about Alonso?
Yeah, but stolen Alonso, their car. How come for the last 10 races it was zero? Mm. All of a sudden, another third fifth.
But that's a track, fourth. Also.
Could be the
so many things.
So many things happened today.
They probably put it back in the wind tunnel and they said, what's going on? And they figured out something and they said, okay, try this. And it worked. On this track, let's see if it works at Vegas.
On Vegas, yeah.
No, he has a point. All of a sudden, Stroll in qualification gets third place. Yeah, but that was impressive.
Stroll was on Friday that he did that time.
And, yes, he did. That's what I'm talking about. Qualification.
Was he going to do it on Saturday?
But he
never.
Was lucky.
Never yeah, was he going to do it.
But Friday, because of the storm,
no, but he still made points in fifth place,
but
as Frank said.
Yes, I know. But on Friday,
that's because he already was second, too.
Exactly.
Because of the storm.
Because of the storm, they had to stop.
But yeah, but then you can't say the same thing for the sprint.
No,
he wasn't there. He didn't make points on the sprint.
That's what I'm saying.
But yet, he was able to get qualification and the ring. I agree with him. It's just impressive. All of a sudden, Aston Martin's up there.
His second was... Actually, could even be first if he didn't make three or four mistakes.
Who's this?
Leclerc.
On Friday.
Leclerc, Friday.
Before the storm.
Once again... Okay.
Yeah, okay, well, speaking of Leclerc...
There we go.
Once again...
Yes.
All right.
It took Leclerc not to do anything for Ferrari.
Yes.
Once again.
But
again, when the last time. Hey, listen. Not shush. This is my theory. No, yes. I'm talking.
Okay.
The last two guys that went off the track before the race started.
Yes.
Was Alesi.
Yes.
And Prost.
Okay, and don't say what you're gonna ask
Grosjean
after with.
Was Grosjean
don't
part of it?
Say after it.
But there's a same nationality.
No, one is from Monaco.
Whatever it is, okay?
Yeah.
Their number one language is French.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all.
Did you see
the guy this
today was not his fault?
I
you cannot say it's
listen,
not
what they say. Listen, yeah, listen.
You even saw the puff of
listen.
You just said it was a puff.
Yeah.
Unhydraulic.
Yeah.
So
he lost it at that moment, he went crashing into the wall. Right?
Yeah. Okay. But you could have saved the car and bring it back into the garage.
Well, he was able to drive it, so I don't understand why he didn't bring it back. No, it didn't stop.
No,
it didn't stop. He said, he even said that it came back.
He said it came back, but it was a bit too late. He didn't know they was gonna have a crash right after.
Right away, they came out. Well, if you leave your car, that means that you're parked.
You're parked, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's the rule. That's the rule. Yeah. You leave the car, that's
because
it.
Because the Ferrari was there.
Me too. When I make a mistake at work,
yes.
I say, Jesus, I know I made the mistake. But when the supervisor comes, I say, there's something wrong with the machine. And this is what Leclerc, he screws up. He screws up. and then blames the car.
Okay, there was no screw up because you
the
saw.
The sensors told him that it was the hydraulic.
You did see that. You did see that, and you hear it. When he's on.
Nasser told him, check your list and tell me what happened. He goes, that's the hydraulic. It was number one on that list.
He didn't even know what he was talking about. That's it.
And that's why Nasser goes, okay, it's the hydraulic.
Okay, Max, what do you think happened?
The car broke. What do you think happened?
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
The car broke.
I don't think it was.
That's because he wants to protect Leclerc. You know how Massimo is.
I'm not protecting anybody. you're talking stupidity anyway.
Yeah, listen, it's not his fault. Yes, afterwards, yes, maybe he made a mistake. Well, although he caused a red flag, he knew he was going to cause a red flag. He should have stayed there.
Yeah.
You understand? There's going to be a red flag.
Yeah, right? A massive cleanup.
Why are you getting out of your car? Why are you doing something? Stay there. Wait until the red flag comes out and go back to the pits.
Well, they could have fixed it.
Yeah,
they could have fixed it. Yeah. Well, where he was too far to even give it a red card. Maybe a yellow, yellow flag, not a red.
No,
he was at the end of that curve.
There. Yeah. No. That was in the track. What are you talking about?
How can you guys predict anything like that? Didn't even start the race. Didn't start.
Exactly.
How would you know? All sit in the car. I'm going to sit in the car for 20 minutes and see what happens.
Yeah.
Not 20, but at least
the car the place didn't even start. Did he know there was going to be another crash?
No, I don't know. What kind of
foolish talk are you talking about?
We do the talk.
You do the walk.
No, but that's what I said.
You're going to
He's right because you don't know what's going to happen in the race, that's another
red flag, you know that, but it's on the track, for crying out loud.
Yeah, they had to move him. If he would have stayed there, they would have to move him. Either they would have put a tractor there to move him out or something, right?
To me, I think nobody knew what was going to happen. If they're going to
have the big accident that
happened after, then everybody got...
Frank, he's on the track. He can't... Nobody can race.
No, I know.
Why didn't the team tell him to stay in there?
We're just saying him because he's the immediate guy. It could be one of the engineers that told him, go off track. I don't know.
But that guy would be a bitch.
We don't hear all the radio... conference. Maybe the guy told him, can Carl try to get it out of the wall? And then when he tried to get it out of the wall, then...
But do you guys actually think he could have raced it? I don't think so. Because he hit that wall pretty hard.
Yeah. Pretty hard.
What did the Italian commentator say? What was their opinion?
It's like
as an opinion, for them being professional.
Piastri. He got hit also, and... At the end, he felt it. Look how far he finished.
Who's this?
Piastri.
When he was hit in the back.
When he was hit in the back, there. At the beginning, you think, but the damage was high.
The car wasn't investigated, so we don't know exactly what it was. But we're just talking about the incident when he moved the car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was able to.
Who are you talking about now? The incident. Okay.
When he moved the car. Okay, when he hit the wall there, he was stuck there for a while, he moved it, right?
Yeah.
So everybody thought, what? That he was going to go to the pits.
At least bring it back.
Yeah, but that's what I
But that's what he said, that he had no more
steering.
So where does he go? He goes off, and he goes on.
He cleared it off, exactly.
Now, is it his mistake that he went there? But the other thing, though, he should have stayed in the car.
Yeah, but
because staying in a car, you're still eligible on a red flag to bring your car back in the
pits. We don't know if he was going to cause the red flag. The red flag was caused by the other car.
The other cars.
But whatever. Anyway, we'll see. Okay, so Saints stuck behind Stroll for a long period of time.
Yeah, don't forget, he couldn't downshift.
Yeah, he lost his
downshift.
So. What the hell, man? It's all the whole weekend. These two cars, they haven't been
even since Mexico.
They've been having problems. It's problem. Not the first time they've been having problems. They've been having
problems. The downshift, the motors. They had the same problem with Leclerc had.
Actually, without a handicap, I found that Sainz still drove well. Remember when Ricciardo took him out, and then he regained it back with that DRS afterwards. Like
Saturday.
I found that part exciting.
Yeah, he had problems. He had problems since Mexico. He did say
it was rubbish today, right?
Yeah. He did. Yes, that's it. He took out Russell,
and then
fifth place to take out Hamilton two laps later. Yes, I remember on lap 37 when we took out Hamilton.
I don't think they're going to Maranello. Why would they go to Maranello?
It's 2 weeks.
Oh, it's 2 weeks. Okay.
No. It's not 2 weeks. It's next week.
It's next week.
Vegas.
Wait, before we get to that.
No, Saints. I think it's 2 weeks. They said that they were going to go to Maranello.
Yeah.
This is the third.
I will be surprised if they go to Maranello if they do it next week.
Saints downshift problem. When did it happen?
Almost at the end of the race. But he's been complaining about his clutch.
But did he have the same problem in lap 35 and 37 when he was taking out the Mercedes? Did he have that downshift problem at that time?
No.
Yeah, but he had a clutch problem. After the curves, the main curve and stuff, he loses.
So that's how Ricciardo took him out on the curves, is because he had that clutch problem.
Ricciardo was not even closer.
There was a time during the race, I believe it was lap 40-ish, around Ricciardo took him on the curves, but then when it came to the straightaway, Sainz uses the DRS to retain that position.
No, it's 2 weeks.
So I just want to know if you had the clutch problem.
Did you see Ricciardo racing Sainz?
Yeah, at the beginning.
So he didn't have that clutch problem then? Okay.
He had that clutch problem.
He had clutch problem.
They changed the clutch, but it never worked for him as good as...
As it's supposed to. Now I understand. Okay. So yeah, I find that he's still racing.
The clutch problem is only during the start. Nothing else. The clutch problem. It was not...
But he had no more... The flap...
The downshift is transmission, not clutch.
The flap wasn't working no more.
Okay. It's just to say that as a Ferrari driver, he maintained the car. Even though he had a handicap on his side, he still made his points. Yeah. He made it in sixth place, he made his points.
Every car has a handicap.
What handicap does Verstappen have? I want to know that.
I'm going to tell you.
The handicap.
The first place.
If we even knew what car. Because Perez complains about his car.
Yeah. Perez drove very well in this race, I find. He was aggressive when he had to. I find that he did well. And what handicap did he have?
He stayed 15 laps behind
that's
a slower
the best car.
Car.
That is one of the best cars. And how come he couldn't take
a Mercedes?
And
the Mercedes, he was having trouble.
He made it in third place. Alonso, good driver. I think he's the driver. The driver of this race. Alonso, on the very last lap, he retained his podium.
Perez should be second place every race.
Every race.
If Verstappen's first, you should be second.
When Bottas was with Mercedes, it wasn't always in second place.
Yeah, actually, was sometimes even first.
No, third. Third, but it wasn't.
No, I rarely used to see him in third. Okay.
Speaking of Bottas, how come he was out of the race? What was the problem with his car?
It's the Ferrari engines.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I think it was the lifters. What Leclerc had.
Well, both cars had the same problem. Both Alphas.
So what was Russell's problem? That he had to leave the race early?
His engine was going to blow.
His
engine was overheating.
I'm almost sure.
And we're talking about the sprint and stuff like that. Look at two Ferraris. Both of them had to slow down because the engine was going to blow.
Yeah, lifting.
So they
did Mercedes. Mercedes was going to blow.
No, we're going one place to another. I'm sorry, but now that I remembered, I told him after four laps there, is you guys slow down because you're overheating, and that you have to. And so they couldn't go flat.
So during the race, they'll get the same strategy: slow down after four laps.
Yeah,
it could have been. They said they fixed the problem.
Not
the Ferraris.
No. Ferrari didn't have that problem.
Yes, they did. On the sprint, yes.
On the sprint, but on race day.
No, on race day, no.
The Mercedes had that problem on race day.
Russell did.
Both, even...
But even Hamilton had it.
He even said it. When are we going to jump this car?
Yeah. At the end, he couldn't take it.
He's fed up with this car, so you could imagine how much.
He was even complaining with the tires. He said, "What? We should
have put whites." Yeah, maybe I'd have a better chance.
No.
Well, at least he had a sense of humor.
No, he didn't. Didn't you see he said, "I hope this car doesn't make it to the end of the year." That was his sense of humor. That's not a sense of humor.
But he's honest.
Of course. What does he have left to... He has nothing to prove.
He's got, another 2-year contract.
Yeah, his contract, it's until the end of 25, Hamilton.
Yeah, but what does he care? You think they're going to throw him out? Who's going to replace him?
You're right. However, it doesn't mean that Ferrari is going to take him, or he would want to go to Ferrari if their cars are also breaking down as well, especially on sprint nights, according to Mike.
But you know, what... From what
it just
hear,
happened this way. Are you talking about it?
I said according to Mike.
It looks like it's all year that they're having this problem.
No, we only had 3 sprints.
And you said next year. I didn't hear this about
they
next
said
year.
They were
discussing it.
Discussing.
I know they were discussing. I know that they're going to discuss on having the qualifying for sprint on Friday and then qualifying for the race on Saturday.
Okay.
This something
which
you
makes
made up.
Sense.
Hey?
Something you made up?
No.
Which makes sense that they want to discuss.
Didn't you watch the race?
Yeah.
While they said it during the race.
They said it, but not the F1.
No. And these are rumors that are going around.
It's just a rumor.
Well, it's a rumor. It's because people are complaining about it. So, yeah. And the thing about the pit lane. So, we're at the pit lane. Do you guys agree with this thing about the pit lane?
What?
That they stop in the middle of the pit lane,
yeah.
Or Verstappen is passing cars on the grass.
Yeah, but they've been told.
If
you're
already.
Slow, you're on your left. You know?
We're doing this for safety reasons. I'm going to move on. There's only space for one car.
I understand. For hundreds of years, they've been doing this.
Yes.
So why all these new rules? It wasn't dangerous before. Why was all these new rules?
It's because now they catch up to the cars before. Before they didn't catch up to the cars.
Their acceleration is a lot better. Technology got better.
So by the time they're going to start their lap, they have to wait because there's cars waiting to go.
They're still in a pit lane. Some cars there, even after he lost five cars, after losing 5 cars, some cars were still. Verstappen was doing this fast lap, and they're still coming out of the pits.
Which
it's dangerous.
Anyway, I don't know what to do, but.
Remember at the
I told you we should go back to 12 laps.
Yeah.
And
you do 12 laps, and you're the best is your best lap.
And you get 4 laps per session.
If it's like this, then go back to Friday and Saturday qualifying.
Yeah.
Well, fine.
That's
what option. They have to revise because either you stop in the pit lane or you know, and other cars are going to pass you. One day, something's going to happen. He's going to go off on the grass, smash into other cars.
Yeah, but they've been penalized, though. Russ has been penalized. Oh, bunch
I
of
haven't been penalized for shit.
No. He lost two great pair.
Not because of the pit lane.
Yeah, because
you know, impeding not in the pit lane, impeding on track, but not in the pit lane.
Yeah.
Why not in the pit lane? That's where it's the most dangerous.
But then you can also have to say, so why did Verstappen have to be first?
He came out first.
No, he wouldn't come up.
But he was passing people.
And three, 4 other people.
But that's what I'm saying. He should have been staying waiting like everybody else. But
he decides to even pass Leclerc. Leclerc tossed out because when he saw him. So he went, why? Why does he have to do that and not wait for his turn when the other people wait?
Right.
During the Albon and the Magnussen crash at the beginning, did anybody get penalized for that?
No.
It's a
race
incident.
Yeah.
Go. You have more? Go.
Actually, I have mixed feelings about the driver of the race. It's like, for instance, you could argue Alonso, where he was eliminated from second qualification. He makes it to third place.
Yeah.
You could argue Norris from 7th place in the qualification. He makes it to second. You could argue for Tsunoda. he makes it. He was eliminated in the first part of the qualification, and he makes it to ninth place.
You get to Solaris because your car is much weaker than the other one. So, you know, to bring it to third place, and you beat Ferrari, and you beat the
Which was impressive. Unless they got him on the pit change.
It's surprising. It's not surprising.
No,
it's because he drove that car out of his. You know, it's him that drove the car. It's not the car that drove him. This is why he deserves.
But he wasn't even in the top three.
Alonso.
No, that's why.
He started sixth. He started.
Yeah, I know. But when you're picking driver of the day, like this is all fans.
Yeah.
Let's say fans that like Lando Norris and say,
I like him. Yeah.
I like him. Yeah. Because Alonso wasn't even in the top three. While Alonso was doing Alonso and Perez were doing a better race than everybody else. They were giving the most action.
Yeah.
So just
what I'm saying is when people judge, they don't judge for the best car and the best driver.
It's hard to judge on this race, actually, with the exception of Verstappen, who is winning.
They judge who their favorite. Norris won.
Yeah.
But because he got second place out of seven.
That's not why. It's because the fans that Norris has.
Okay,
there's
that. But although he did drive a very nice race, Norris, he kept following Verstappen.
Until Verstappen put his foot down and not see him anymore.
Yes.
So and then
that's the difference.
And then ends
the
when
so
that and then and then at the end of the race, while he caught up to Verstappen because he was slow, taking his time.
That's even at the beginning when Norris had the DRS there, you know. But then he realized that, you know, this guy's getting a little bit too cocky. Let's me push. Because
again, we're comparing a car that has 2 seconds faster than another one. So, yeah. Were you expecting Norris to... he was doing his best out of what that car could give him.
And he did well with it.
He kept...
But,
he kept where he
so it's not his fan base that voted for it.
What did he stop? What did he finish? You did well.
Okay, let me answer that one because Perez wasn't there. Because if Perez would have been there, I don't think he would have done that well.
Now, that's what I'm saying. Perez should be always the Red Bull because, like you're saying, it's 2 seconds faster. Where the hell is Perez?
He doesn't want to drive it.
Exactly. And I think this is where he's going to lose his seat.
He's not. Apparently, they're going to re-sign him next year.
No, let's see. If they re-sign him, okay. He did a good job towards the end.
As a manager, as being, what's his name there? Horner?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would evaluate the guy, you know?
They are.
Well, look, the upgrade that... they brought to the AlphaTauri, right? AlphaTauri, AlphaTauri, whatever you want to call it. Okay? It comes from the Red Bull, right?
Yeah.
Most of it. And how much faster is it now?
A bit faster. I don't recognize it. And you know what? I thought that Ricardo would have had a lot of problems getting in, you know, in such a car. Instead, he's pretty good.
For me, anyway, I see Ricardo getting that.
Getting what?
That position.
Where?
From Perez. Yeah.
From Perez?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Who agrees?
If you're going to keep Perez...
What do you know?
If you're going to keep Perez, this is your future until you get rid of Perez. But if you're going to get rid of Perez and put an older guy in there, I'd say just, you know, if you're going to change, you can put a newer driver in and that's it.
But would you take a chance on a new kid? You're talking about a championship.
You don't know.
He's still going to win a championship because Perez is not really helping.
You're going to go get Gasly again because that's your next.
Not Gasly. There's he's no more with
He's with Red Bull. He's still underneath the Red Bull brand.
So he's with Alpine.
Now. But he's under Red Bull still. So he could go back to Red Bull.
Well, he could get Albon. He's doing okay.
Yeah, they could get Albon. But would you put Albon back in?
No, there? I wouldn't put any of these.
Not even Gasly. They have other young...
They have young kids coming
but
up.
But the young kids that are coming up are not up to date. That's why they're not bringing them up.
Well, Ferrari has Schwerman and Brennan.
Are you going to serve them there?
They're ready to race. Last week, a lot of teams were talking about Brennan.
Yes. Yeah, they're ready to race.
A lot of teams. Not only,
they're ready to race, but... They're for Ferrari.
Yeah, I know.
So Ferrari is going to go where? Haas or...
Okay, let's talk about Sainz. Is he going to be retired?
No, I think he's the driver.
I put it out there. You guys, none of you answered.
So then, that's your answer where Red Bull is going to get him.
Probably going to get him, yeah.
Who's going to get him?
Red Bull.
You think it's gonna get they're going to go Sainz?
Yeah. No.
Why would he get rid of Perez since he's second in points? But that's what Red Bull wants. Red Bull wants
that car to Sainz. Sainz is going to be fighting against Verstappen.
Explain me this then. What's the logic? If your drivers are 1 and 2, why do you want to get rid of any of them? Because that's what you want. 1 and 2.
Yes. Because he's not consistent.
But listen.
He's in second place. Yeah, that's what you want. They want him to pass Verstappen.
Okay, great. Go back.
You look at the Bruins. They have two good goalies.
It's not the same thing.
They're not screwing each other up. You want to keep them. One, no, two. No, you both no, win. No, that's no. what we want.
It doesn't work that way there. Because if any of these two other cars there, okay, would have been right behind the Red Bull, if Ferrari or Mercedes would have been the Red Bull, you'll need your second driver. Because you're not going to make the championship.
But Hamilton is a weight. Look, you have 258 for Perez, and Hamilton's returning with 226. There is a difference.
Okay, are you going to listen, or are you just going to?
No, he's just going to look at his stats.
You just want to look at stats.
That's all he's going to look at.
Where did Perez get his points?
Off of being a good driver on a good car.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he only won two races at the beginning. That's why.
But he's in second place.
If your team wants you to get out, that means you're not a good driver.
Oh, that's something else. Did the team say that? Or you're just assuming through some certain action?
A lot of rumors.
There's a lot of rumors.
That's all they are. They're rumors.
No, but we're the rumors.
Unless you have a guy that's in the team that says, we don't want Perez.
No.
If you don't hear it from the owner.
They're never going to say that.
But Ben, so therefore Perez wants to stay there.
Hold on. It doesn't work that way. Like football, hockey, soccer. It doesn't work that way. Then you can have a 15-year contract with them. The next day, they want to release you. They'll release you. There's no guarantee.
Max, you got something to say?
No, I think maybe he should change team for a while.
Perez, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's only 3 years he's been there.
Yeah, 3 years of...
But it's true, because he doesn't have that will. In the beginning of the season, he did well. And then he was talking about championship, but he's not a championship driver. He's not even actually a second driver for Verstappen.
Yeah, but again, who's a second driver for Verstappen? Not many.
Yeah, they should.
I bet you anything. Even Leclerc would have
been. Sainz would have been.
I don't think so.
It doesn't say that you have to win the races.
No, I'm saying, do you think that he was going to finish every race behind?
Yes.
Who? Sainz.
Sainz would. With a car like that? With a car like that, why not?
I don't know. He was struggling with the Ferrari.
Doesn't look like it in the points.
How much was he struggling at the beginning of the season?
But Red Bull doesn't have all this. Where did Red Bull have these problems?
Perez that has the problem with the Red Bull car.
Red Bull car.
Okay, so why you think a Sainz is going to just jump in and say, okay, I could drive any car I want?
Maybe yes.
Or maybe not. He was driving the same problem with the Ferrari he was having.
Well, when McLaren did okay.
But McLaren was
this is why he's in the
Mike,
Ferrari.
You can't compare the McLaren to the Ferrari. McLaren was way, way down. So they were bringing up the car.
And they were bringing up the
even website. When Alonso was there, they were bringing up the car. You understand? Yeah. So it's a whole different thing. Carlo, here, the Red Bull doesn't need to be brought up.
Who's the second best car on the field?
Right now?
Eh?
Right now it should be Ferrari, but...
The second best car?
Yeah.
It's McLaren.
It's a,
you think. Instead, why is it that on qualifying, Ferrari is faster than the McLaren?
Actually, because like you always say, it's only one lap.
It's still one lap. One lap, the McLaren is not fast on one lap. They're good on the race. Yeah, okay, they have great setup.
I'd rather have a good car in the race than on one lap. I'd rather have my car race better than just have one lap that it's good.
Okay. Now we're talking about specific things, okay? Because they brought up all kinds of stuff. Compare the Ferrari engine to the McLaren's engine, okay, which is Mercedes. Which engine would you take right now?
Ferrari.
Why?
It's Ferrari.
Not because you're a Ferrari fan. Think about it. Why would you take that engine? Because it's faster.
It is faster.
It's a faster engine than the Mercedes right now.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
So, is
it... Even a Red Bull. In the Red Bull. Because the only advantage that the Red Bull had, it was when the DRS
The aerodynamics, but okay.
But nevertheless, at a speed that's concerning on a straight line, Ferrari beats them.
It's there.
Yes.
And McLaren is not.
No, it's not. I'm not saying, but you are talking only that qualifying.
I'm not only
okay,
talking.
Okay, so what driver do you think fits... Red Bull. If it's not Sainz, who else would you put?
Alonso.
You're not going to go get an unknown.
Right now, I would take. If I had a chance, I would go get Piastri to place him there.
But Piastri's already signed with McLaren.
Yeah,
I know.
Go ahead, Mas.
Yeah, you should take someone who is not too expensive.
Yeah, but. And I'm sure if you tell Piastri, you say, listen, okay, whatever, you want to come to Red Bull? He's not going to say no.
Yeah, but you could ask Ocon the same thing. He's not going to say no. You could ask Tsunoda the same thing. Yeah, he's not going to say no.
Yeah, but these guys are not superstars.
They're not
Piastri or a Norris or a Sainz. You cannot name just guys that you think they're good.
To be number two.
I was going to say Norris, but Norris is never going to go.
No, Norris, not even not Piastri. Look, Piastri waited, 2 years with Alpine to get a seat?
Yeah.
And then so he said, hey, you know what, screw you, I'm going to go sign with McLaren.
Yeah, because he saw a better car coming. But anyway, I'm just saying, asked me who to go put, because if Norris would never go, but Piastri probably would. Give him the opportunity to go and get...
Go get the Sergeant?
Yeah, I'd go.
I wouldn't put Sergeant there, I don't know.
Why don't you get Stroll?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but he's going to leave his father's company.
He's going to leave his father's company.
After his father didn't want to fire him.
Yeah.
The guy's got a seat.
He's
for
not
life.
That bad, Stroll, though. No, when you think about it, he's
no,
not
but he makes a lot of mistakes. Yeah, a lot of mistakes.
And he still hasn't learned.
Compared to Mick Schumacher, he still beats him in mistakes.
Well, how about Russell? Go get Russell.
He's another guy.
Whoa, that's far-fetched.
You need a second driver where you're not gonna impede the first number one driver in this race.
You give him a car and you have to do the sign on the cross.
You really do have.
But they asked Verstappen, who do you want, and he goes, Perez is an ideal driver for him.
Yes, of course. He gives him no competition. Yeah,
because he said it. No, he said it himself. Because
I would like to see if Leclerc in that, because I think Leclerc, he's pretty fast in the car.
He is a
fast
driver.
Make a lot of stupid mistakes.
Yeah, but
make a lot of mistakes, and then have both of them and see who is really.
Yeah. I could see.
Yeah, but if you're a Red Bull owner, do you want problems like that?
You're asking me who to put there. Yeah. You're not asking me who is this or who's that.
Yeah. Yeah, Leclerc would probably.
There's a lot more. Yeah, there's a lot of drivers that could fit into that position.
No, there's not a lot.
Well, 5 or 6 it could be easily.
You put
the
two, three.
The two of McLaren, one of the two of the McLaren. So that's two. You got Science and Leclerc.
Science
is gonna be number one in Ferrari. So why would he want to leave his number one?
It's not. He's gonna be number one out of Ferrari.
Ferrari.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah.
No, I like the way you twisted the words.
I hate that. I hate that feeling.
You know something? He's got more points, and they're gonna put him out.
Let's hope not, but yeah.
Well, let's hope not that they take him out
next year.
No, mid-season they won't do it. But next year, when it's time to sign his contract, I don't want to see like they did to Vettel. Say, oh no, we're not offering you a contract. You should have said that at the end of the season, not the beginning of the season.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so Vegas in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're doing it right after? Because it's at 1 o'clock in the morning, right?
Pastor Fazul.
Whoa, hey, 1 o'clock. Me, I'm sleeping. You're yet in your mind.
Are we going to Vegas?
1 in the morning.
We just $900 decided a night that we're going to his house to have a, what?
Pastor Fazul.
No,
aglio olio. Okay.
With parsley.
Yeah.
E peperoncino.
Yes.
And oil.
Are you gonna be there?
Lots of.
Yeah, he's gonna be
there. I don't know that hour. I'm old. Eh?
All right. So we'll talk about this.
My God, hey.
Yes. That's it.
Who's gonna be better, Sainz or Leclerc?
But what kind of a track is it? I don't remember.
It's the main street of.
At the beginning.
Yeah, nice.
At the beginning. Even last year, he struggled. A year before, he struggled in the beginning. Yes. But he always ended up stronger than Leclerc.
Yeah.
And again this year, and I don't want to always repeat myself. Again, 2 out of 3 years that Sainz has been there, he's got more points.
Why are you defending Sainz?
He's going to be thrown out, okay. And we're going to have a driver today that he made the mistake and blamed it on the car. Okay, this is what it is.
Okay,
you can tell Max that I don't say stupidity, because the stupidity is if you think he didn't make that mistake, well, you're wrong.
Which mistake? No, today.
Okay,
we won't even go there.
Which is don't go there because you know you're wrong. Okay. You and Max.
Oh, come on, Ferrari was gonna pick up.
Oh, yeah, okay,
no, all right, so Vegas, go predict.
I think Sainz is going to do better than Leclerc.
We all know that. Leclerc's not bad. Addiction.
Look, my young buck Norris is going to be the number one guy.
Wait a second. Sorry to interrupt you there. Is there a sprint race this one?
No.
You should, hopefully not. Okay. Yeah, so...
The young kid Norris is going to do well on this one. He showed himself in his Brazilian race through the qualifications and how he made himself up to the sprint.
Ferrari.
But then,
fuck the stupid McLaren.
Ferrari is going to be 2-7.
2-7?
Yes.
Okay, Sainz gets it. It's Ferrari. Okay.
Go. What?
1-2.
1-2.
I say 1-3.
1-3.
1-3.
1-3.
And where's Verstappen in all of this?
First.
So why are you saying 1-3?
3-4.
3-4.
Sorry, I'm not understanding this first place. So Verstappen's not going to win?
No.
So either Sainz or Leclerc staying in first place?
Yeah. Sainz is going to win.
And Leclerc
second.
Out of curiosity, in qualifications, are they also going to get 1-3?
Yeah.
4, you said.
1-2.
3-4.
Max.
Shit.
3-5.
I like the Fiduch.
3-5.
Who's 3?
I don't know. Anyone.
Okay.
Either one, it doesn't matter.
No, you want Sainz to get more points.
4-5.
1-4
and 5.
1-3 is too strong.
Yeah, but tell me. What kind of a track is it?
I know no one knows. Everybody, all the teams don't know anything about this track.
This is
the first time, and everybody's confused on.
There's one long straight though. It's like a mile. It's the straight.
It's the main strip. The main strip in Vegas.
Yeah, I know, but that
it looks like this. It looks like that.
It's 10,000 feet long.
This one is the.
It's 100,000 feet long. The straight.
Okay. This is the strip, and this is.
Yeah, but I'm sure the curve you can go.
The straight. The straight is 100,000 feet long.
Let me see. 100,000. Okay. On that note, you're going to say something on special?
I think you could have the wall of champion right over here. You're going to speed like a champ, and they're going to hit the wall of champion right there.
All right, bye guys.
Bye guys.
Bye. 2 weeks from now, bye.
The track looks like a pig.